And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 30th of March. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Faroes 986, expected South Sweden 1003 by 1800 Sunday. High Fitzroy 1029, slow moving, declining 1028 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Cyclonic, becoming northerly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, becoming variable 3 later in West Viking. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Forties and Cromarty, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 4 later, except in East Forties. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 to 7. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, veering northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 to 5 later. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, northeasterly, veering easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in southeast, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 to 7, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 to 6 later in North Fitzroy. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy Fastnet, west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwest 4 later. Fair, good. Shannon, west backing southwest 3 to 5, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall Malin, northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming southwest 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in Bailey. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 7, 5 miles, 1007, rising. Stornoway, west by north 7, recent precipitation 5 miles, 998, rising. Lerwick, west 5, slight rain 2 miles, 991, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by south 4, slight rain 4 miles, 995, now rising. Aberdeen, southwest 3, recent drizzle 24 miles, 998, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 5, 9 miles, 1002, now falling. Boomer, west-southwest 4, 7 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1009, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 7, 5 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west 5, 1020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 1 mile, 1022. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 4, slight drizzle, 7 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west 3, recent fog, 5 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Aberporth, west 5, 24 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Valley, west-southwest 4, 9 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 6, mist, 3 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valentia, west-southwest 1, mist, 3 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west 5, 5 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west by south 6, 5 miles, 1012, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, west 6, mist, 3 miles, 1011, rising. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. An area of low pressure just north of Scotland will move away eastwards as a ridge of high pressure builds from the southwest, bringing mainly settled conditions. Strong winds with gales in the north will quickly ease. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in south, veering northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 later, then southerly 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 or 6, veering westerly or northwesterly, then northerly or northeasterly later 3 to 5. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, then north 3 or 4 later. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 to 5, then north or northeast 3 or 4 later. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, west or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest, then backing south later 3 to 5. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers at first, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, west 4 to 6, veering north 5 to 7, backing south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. That brings us to the end of another day here on BBC Radio 4, but almost to the beginning of British summertime. In just a minute, we're going to experience some time travel. Clocks are going to go forward. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House in London, and I hope that the rest of your night is a very peaceful one, even if you are losing an hour of sleep. It's a good night from me, Evie.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Bernadette Keo. Desperate rescue efforts continue after Myanmar's devastating earthquake, with more than 1,600 now confirmed dead.
I feel so sad to see this. All temples and pagodas in my village collapsed. We lost everything.
In neighbouring Thailand, relatives keep vigil at the scene of a collapsed skyscraper.
It's painful, very painful. The people that are stuck under the rubble, we don't know how much pain they are in. I'm worried.
And later, fears in Hollywood over the implications of AI.
Artificial intelligence can generate stories and video footage without writers, actors, or camera operators. And many in Hollywood are terrified that the technology will replace them.
And rowing the Atlantic Ocean with a serious lung condition.
There was quite a lot of challenges rowing an ocean with cystic fibrosis. I had to be able to take all my medication and keep that safe in such an extreme environment.
First, the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United Nations says a severe lack of medical supplies is hindering earthquake relief efforts in Myanmar. The UN humanitarian agency, OCHA, says the shortage of everything from trauma kits to tents for health workers is hindering the response. Damage to hospitals, roads and telecommunications is compounding the problems. OCHA says international aid is continuing to arrive, with a convoy of 17 trucks from China expected on Sunday. More than 1,600 people are confirmed killed in Myanmar as rescue efforts have continued for a second night. Nick Beek reports.
Beneath the historic temples of Mandalay, the destructive power of Myanmar's worst earthquake in a century is clear to see. The country's second largest city bore the full force. At the Sky Villa condominium, they were digging through the rubble with their hands. 90 people were feared to be trapped. The building housed apartments and a wedding venue, but its 12 stories now resembles 6 after it pancaked in seconds.
Myanmar's pro-democracy government in exile says it's ordered its armed wing to halt offensive operations in the disaster zone for 2 weeks. Earlier, the UN special rapporteur on Myanmar said the military junta had carried out airstrikes on rebel-held areas near the epicentre of the quake. Here's Rebecca Henschke.
The National Unity Government released a statement saying as of the 30th, they will impose a two-week, effectively a ceasefire on their side. They won't actively fight the military in the earthquake zone. They're saying they'll only respond if the military attacks them. And this is so that they're saying to aid with the enormous relief and recovery effort that needs to take place there.
Rescue efforts in the Thai capital are continuing as workers race to save dozens of people trapped under the rubble.